Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we are doing Daf Hey Amar Aleph, so to speak, in the Mishmura, in Simin Reish Mem Dalet. So essentially all we're doing today is Simin Reish Mem Dalet Si'if Beis, not a very long Si'if. So we've been talking about having a Nachri do Malacha for you on Shabbos and the various Yisurim that are involved. And one of the points that we've made is that when it's a Malacha that's done B'mechubra L'Karka, that's going to be more severe, that's going to be more serious than Malacha that's done on that which is talush. So what's unique about Sif Beis, it talks about what if the Nachri is doing malacha on something that is currently not mechubar lekarka, with the plan of then making it mechubar lekarka. He's chiseling a stone that he's then going to build into your home, into your building. So is that considered to be malacha that we're going to, that even though he's a kablan, and even though he's doing it on his own time and everything, but it's mechubar, so we're so machmir? Or do we say, no, we could have some of the kulas that we had of someone of a kablan who's working on that which is talush? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, Livsol Ha'avanim L'Sakein HaKoros, to chisel out some stones or to make beams, the proper size to fit where it needs to go into your house. Afil Beveso Shalenu Yehudi Asur. Even if he's doing that work in his own house to prepare it to be mechaber, it's going to be Asur. Because it's something that even though right now it's not mechubar, it's letzorech mechubar. V'im asukein lo yishakim bebinyan. And if he already did it, and he said, come on, you asked me to chisel these stones for you. I know I could have done it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I chose to do it on Saturday in my own convenience. And here they are. It's already done. Says Shulchan Aruch, you're still not allowed to use it. Even after the fact, you're not allowed to use it to put it into the binyan. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yodal, Livsal Avanim, V'davka Kishavanim V'Koros Heim Shel Yisrael. That's only if the actual stones or the beams belong to a Jew, Unasanim Lumenen Yudu L'Satsam U'L'Saknam, and you gave them to the non-Jew to fix them and to retrofit them and to make them, what you need in order to fit into your binyan. Avalim Ayin Yudim M'Satsavanim Shalom M'Sakin Koros Shalosh Yisrael Yisam O'Kibol L'Salakol. But if you just told the guy, look, I need beams that are this and this size, I need stones that are this and this size, and he takes his own beams, his own stones, and he prepares them for, with the intention of selling them to you, because you put in that order. So if he wants, he can keep those beams and those stones for himself, because they belong to him, and he can make new ones for you, right? If he wanted, it's, that's still up to him. Even though he did this work for you, as long as he did it in his own home, that's going to be mutter. So essentially, what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, shezelo nikra adai melechas Yisrael, because that's not called melechas Yisrael. So essentially, it's telling us an exception to this rule that even though a Nachri is not allowed to chisel stones and retrofit beams for you, even though he's doing it in his own house, but if it's his own stone, if it's his own raw materials that he's working with, then he's allowed to do it in his own house. In the Dirshu, they point out that the same is true if someone is mitzava a Nachri to make shoes for him. He asks a Nachri to make shoes for him. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say in Reish Nun Beis of Kan Chav Gimel that even though someone sees the Nachri making these shoes on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him from doing so. And even because it's not the Jew's raw material that he's making the shoes from. He's making the shoes from his own raw material. So he's making exactly your size and it's exactly the style that you want or whatever. But technically, he could sell those shoes to somebody else and make other ones that are exactly your size. Custom shoes, who makes custom shoes? I don't know, maybe the people do, but we have custom suits. A lot of people there, that's a big business nowadays. So maybe he's making a custom suit that's exactly your size, but he's using his own material. He's using his own, so he could sell that suit technically. He wouldn't, because everything he does is custom, but he could technically sell that suit and make you another one. And as long as he's working with his own raw materials, that's going to be fine. So you don't have to ask if you go to a custom suit person who is not Jewish, you don't have to ask him if he's going to be working on Shabbos. If you go to one who is Jewish, hopefully he won't be working on Shabbos. If it's a non-religious Jew, it could be a problem. So anyway, Kein Kosova Daglum Ravava. That's what the Daglum Ravava says. Ukvar Kidmu B'Tshuvas HaRadvaz B'Chil Kshishi Simin Unvav. Tshuvas HaRadvaz said this before the Daglum Ravava said it. Ach Shemesayim Shamdim Haya Enu Yudi Mesatis Sosam B'Shabbos Samach Lebinyin Ein Nachon Adavr Mishamar Sayin Shloim Uschiruhu. He says, but even if it's his own raw materials, if he's doing it right next to your building, where it's so obvious that he's preparing, you know, normally if like you have the person who's doing the walkway, right? So he's cutting all the stones to fit into it. He doesn't do it at home and then bring the stone. He has the machine and he's doing the cutting right there. So even though it's his own it's his own stones that he's cutting at that point, if it's right next to the binyan, that's a problem of Maris Ayin. That doesn't really look so good. Sifkat and Tezvav, the Litzorich Mechuberhu, Kedei L'Shakam Ba'Binyan. It's Litzorich Mechuberhu because the plan is to build it into the building. Alkein Chashvukim Mechuber, Vitzorich Limchos B'Yin. And in such a case, you have to make a machal. You have to tell him you cannot do this. If you have a Jewish contractor that's building a house for a guy, and you take a subcontractor to finish the malacha on Shabbos, so the Minchas Yitzchak writes that's mutter because both. You know, the person doing the malacha and the person for whom the malacha is being done is a nachri. So even though it's malachas mechubar, but it's a Jew that was hired as a middleman, that would be mutter. He points out in the Minchas Yitzchak via the Dirshu quotes over here. Sifkat netezvav the masukein ayin lekamei mashkasavnu b'za. Okay, we'll have to see that later. Now one more point to make over here before we do the Rama is that the Biralacha in Dibra Maskel Lo Yishakim Bebinyan writes that. You know, what does it say? V'im asuke, if they already made it, then lo yishakim bebinyan. Couldn't he have said that a little stronger? You know, if he already made it, he already did it, don't put it in the building. That normally would say, asur l'shakim bebinyan. You're not allowed to, right? What's lo? So the Berlacha points out that in the tour, it actually has a lashon of asur. So there's a discussion in the Achronim. Did the Mechaber change that purposely? So he writes, so the Nias Taiti Nira de Bekavana Shina Mechaber Mlashon Torah Velo Kasim Lashon Asur Bekavana Sudrak Nechol Nahachmir. That the Mechaber is trying to, you know, downgrade the level of Isra over here. That's not Asur. If he already did it, it's not Asur to put it in the Binyan, but it's not recommended to put it in the Binyan. So again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskind, the Nachri is working on your raw materials to in his home that are ultimately going to be kavua in your building, that's going to be improper, and you shouldn't let him do it, and if he already did it, it's improper to put it into the building. And we saw the Mishnah Berurah said, but if it's his own raw materials, and it's nowhere near the building that he's working on it, that's going to be mutter. Says the Rama now, V'yesh omrim d'meinu mufursim shushal Yisrael shari. That some say that if it's not mufursim, if it's not well known that this malach is being done for a Jewish person, then it's going to be mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh omrim d'meinu hayesh omrim kaya kulhu. Dainu af mechubur gamur lo asu b'kablan asel b'stam, et m'stam Hashem Yisrael nikra lov, avu b'yadu lan sheinu mufursim abinu Hashem Yisrael lo asu b'kibolas. This yesh omrim is not only going on Sif Beis, it's going on stuff we said earlier also. That if you have a kablan that's working on your house, so we said because he's working on mechuber, it's a real problem, even though he's a contractor and he's getting paid for the job, he's not getting paid for the time. Yeah, but that's only if people realize that it's a Jewish home. But if there's nothing that indicates that it's a Jewish home and nobody knows that it's a Jewish home, then it's going to be mutter with a kablan. The only reason the Rama mentions this line over here and not in the previous Seifim is because it's unlikely to come up in the previous Seifim. Meaning your home, there's very little chance that nobody knows it's your home. But when he's working on chiseling rocks in his shop, it's very likely that no one will know that he's chiseling the rocks for your home. So that's why the Rama puts it over here, even though technically, if you can come up with a case where he's working on mechubar, and it's a mechubar that nobody knows belongs to a Jew, technically that's going to be mutter. And then the last Mishnah Berurah, Shari. It's going to be mutter. We said if it's not meforsim that it belongs to a Jew. It means that if he's doing the work on Shabbos, you don't have to make a macha and stop him from doing it. Uvashlo yomar lo sheyaseh b'Shabbos. But you still can't ask him to do it on Shabbos. Because the dafka meni yudiyos beso. And this whole heter is only if he's doing the work in his home, oshiyah al kolpanim rachok me'abinyin, or far away from the building, kadesh lo yamin karshu shal Yisrael, so that it's not recognizable that it's the Jews. Ukanal. Umashma bekam achronim, disfir lo nadina kayyushom azeh, linin sitis avanim, v'afshur degam ha-mechamer moda le'bazeh. You know, this idea that this heter, that if people don't realize that it's for the Jew, that it's going to be mutter as long as he's doing it far away from the binyan, it could be the Mechaber agrees to that as well. Even though the Ramah is the one that mentions it, it could be that the Mechaber agrees to it as well. So that's really like one extreme. What it sounds like from when you read the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber is that it's Machlokas. That the Mechaber is Machmir, and the Ramah says, now I have a Kula, that if people don't know that he's chiseling the stones for a Jew, that's going to be Mutter. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, says, no, the Mechaber also agrees it's Mutter. Everyone agrees that it's Mutter if he doesn't know it's for a Jew. It happens to be the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the opposite. Says that the Ramah is, according to Kolba, which is Das Yachid, all the Rishonim are against it, and even the Ramah only means B'shas Hadchak, and he would never allow such a thing in L'Chadchila. So there are three ways to look at this Machlokas Mechaber Ramah. The simple way is that it's a Machlokas Mechaber Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah's way is that it's not a Machlokas and everyone's really Mekel. The Alter Rebbe's way is not a Machlokas, everyone's really Machmir. Right? That's the three ways to look at it. Anyway, Achli Inyan Mechuber Gufa, but when dealing with that which is actually Mechuber, Afilu Mabini Nomi Mokum Shein Yodu Ashu Shalo, Gam Kenein Lahakel. He says, I don't think we should be Mekel even if it's a situation where nobody knows that it belongs to a Jew, because somebody knows. You never have a case where nobody knows. You always have somebody who's going to realize that it belongs to a Jew. Okay, so we'll stop there. But from tomorrow, we have a little bit of a longer one, Gimel Dalet and parts of Hey. Tomorrow I will probably not be in person. I'll probably be only on Zoom. I'll probably be coming to you from Marina Del Rey. So okay, all right. Have a good night, everybody.